Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 209 of Paranormal Stories. This episode, I'm reading from Holly Porter's book, Near Death Shift: What Dying Taught Me About Life, Business and Purpose. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast, and here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. I'm going to be reading from chapter 4, which is titled On the Other Side, and this is what Holly has written. In the hospital in St. George, death was everywhere. The pandemic was at its peak, and hallways overflowed with COVID-19 patients. Machines beeped and hummed around the clock, alarms pierced the air, and nurses rushed from room to room, doing everything they could. Yet, for so many victims, it wasn't enough. Every day, several COVID-19 patients died, each absence marked by the quiet removal of another bed, another body. My daughter Cheyenne explained later how she would stand at the window in my hospital room and watch the grim routine play out below, body bags on stretchers being wheeled, one after another, across the parking lot. It broke Cheyenne's heart, and every time another patient was wheeled away, she wondered if I might be next. The thought haunted her. Then came the decision to intubate me. Signing that consent form was like surrendering to the unknown. I held the pen in my hand, fingers trembling, the weight of the choice pressing down on me. Once the ventilator took over, I would no longer breathe on my own. A machine and sedatives would control one of the most basic acts of living. My life hung by a thread. Raging inside me was an uncommon and difficult to treat infection caused by the bacterium Stenophanomenus multifilia. With my body already weakened by COVID-19, my fever spiked and my oxygen levels plummeted. The doctors warned my family that I might not make it through the night. Things were touch and go. It was then, on my fifth day on the ventilator, that the walls of the ICU started to dissolve. The bright lights faded, the monitor sounds grew distant, and I felt myself pulled somewhere else entirely. That was when my near-death experience began, when eternity opened up for me, and I stepped into a reality more vivid and alive than anything I had ever known. Suddenly, my hospital bed was rolling, but not in the usual rush of an orderly pushing a gurney down a hallway. This was quiet, deliberate, and almost ceremonial. Other beds rolled along beside mine, gliding in perfect unison, carrying patients who I now believe were also standing on the threshold of life and death. As we passed the nurse's station, an awareness sprang up inside me. With what little strength I had, I lifted my hand, shook my finger, and whispered defiantly, "I rescind my DNR! I rescind my DNR!" My spirit wasn't ready to release its hold on life, even as my body was slipping away. The hallway began to morph, the white walls and fluorescent lights dissolving into a thick fog. Charged with an otherworldly energy, the air grew heavy and still. The rolling continued, but the other patients and I were no longer in a hospital corridor. Through the fog, a vast structure began to take shape. At first, it was only impressions, arches, tiers, light spilling from unseen places. When the fog cleared, I could see that we had entered an enormous stadium. Our beds were being wheeled into skyboxes high above it. There was a pause, during which time itself seemed to stop. For a moment, everything went utterly still. I felt suspended between worlds, caught in a breathless silence. Suddenly, without warning, I was no longer in my bed. I was standing inside the stadium. Around me stretched a sight so vast, so luminous, that words will never fully capture it. Tier upon tier of spirit beings rose higher and higher, until it felt as though the stadium reached into the heavens. Years before, I had heard a teaching that that at Missouri's Adam Ondi Aman, which some still believe is the location of the original Garden of Eden, there will be a gathering so immense that the people in attendance will fill an area 2 miles high. That's what this stadium felt like. Not hundreds, not thousands, but countless multitudes of souls in every direction. What struck me next was that my feet weren't touching the ground. Instead, like the other spirits' feet, mine appeared to be suspended just above the surface. Each spirit glowed faintly, as if lit from within. They wore radiant white, but it wasn't clothing as we know it. The apparel was made of light that poured out of each soul in gentle brilliance, not harsh or blinding, but warm, inviting, and alive. Their faces radiated peace, and their very presence was joy. The love was so complete it felt like a river pouring over and through me, washing away every fear. No lips moved and no voices broke the stillness, but thought itself moved faster than light. The instant I looked at someone, I knew that person, and that person knew me. Entire conversations happened in a single glance. A question would begin to arise in my mind, and the answer was there before the question was fully formed. It was pure knowledge, perfect clarity. Learning without effort, understanding without confusion. Knowledge seemed to live in the very air, available to anyone willing to receive it. The knowledge poured into me like light filling a vessel, truths unfolding at an impossible speed. Then came the music. At first it was faint, like a whispering breeze. Soon the music swelled, wave upon wave, until it filled the stadium. It wasn't music as we know it on Earth. It was vibration, sound, and light fused together. I didn't just hear it, I felt it resonate through every fibre of my body. The sound of a choir singing arose from every direction. Voices beyond number, harmonising in perfection. The songs were endless, intricate, and more beautiful than anything I had ever heard. I didn't know them, yet I sang every word. Singing has always been one of my loves, and in this heavenly place, my voice joined the others naturally and effortlessly. I was part of the choir, woven in as though I had always sung with them. There was an overwhelming feeling of unity and belonging. I was embraced by light, by song, by the undeniable presence at the centre of the stadium. Although I could not see him, I knew with certainty that it was God. It was his heartbeat that anchored this place, his glory that radiated through every being, and his love that held me completely. For the first time in my life, I felt whole. Every insecurity, every wound, every question melted away. What remained was the truth, alive and undeniable. I was light. I was seen. I was loved. And I never wanted to leave. Then came my life review. It wasn't a blur of images racing by. It was tender and intentional, as if God himself was showing me a scrapbook of my soul. Each moment rose up in full colour and sensation, richer than when I had first lived it. It was like going to a play, watching the characters talk and move in front of me. I found myself inside the memories, reliving them. I felt the warmth of my children's small hands in mine, and the laughter that used to echo through my house. I felt the relief of someone who left my salon chair a little lighter because I had spoken life into that client. Even the smallest acts, some things I had long forgotten, were returned to me as treasures. Only the good was shown, but I didn't question that then. I was too overwhelmed by love, beauty, and joy. The glorious feelings filled me so completely that there was no room for doubt. I simply received the experience as the gift it was. I watched kindness ripple outward like waves, touching people far beyond what I had ever imagined. A smile, a prayer, a moment of compassion. All of it had mattered more than I knew. Today I was reading from Holly Porter's book, Near Death Shift, What Dying Taught Me About Life, Business and Purpose. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And my book, titled Verified Near-Death Experiences, is on Amazon. And if you enjoy this episode, Please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.